From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as the U.S., via Vice President Joe Biden, is expressing grave concern about mounting violence in Ukraine, the situation there appears to be increasingly spiraling out of control. Police clashed with upwards of 20,000 protesters in the capital Kiev today, with at least 18 people killed. There are also now reports coming in from other cities in the Ukraine of additional violence. Reporter David Stern is in Kiev with more.
The two sides are digging in, but the question is whether these clashes, whether this violence will in fact escalate even further. And there have been a number of people who have warned of the possibility, which is still a possibility, that civil war could break out in Ukraine, because Ukraine ultimately is a divided society, and we have two different parts of the country who have very different visions of where they want the country to go.
Protests began in late November after President Viktor Yanukovych froze ties with the European Union in exchange for a $15 billion bailout from Russia. Moscow later suspended those payments. According to the White House, increasing fuel efficiency of nations' trucks will not only lead to a cleaner environment, but also give the economy a lift. As a result, President Obama is promising to act on his own to take steps to require more fuel-efficient trucks, while at the same time seeking to partner with the private sector to deploy the advanced vehicles.
We're going to double the distance our cars and light trucks can go on a gallon of gas by 2025. We're going to double it.
Obama visited a Washington-area supermarket distribution center today to make his push for more fuel-efficient medium- and heavy-duty trucks, saying he'll direct the EPA and the Transportation Department to issue a new round of standards. The U.S. Olympic Committee says it will leave no stone unturned as it investigates the unexpectedly poor performance of American speed skaters at the Sochi Games. NPR's Howard Berkus explains Olympic officials are not blaming newly designed speed skating suits.
American speed skaters did not meet expectations with and without the new suits, despite world record performances before the Olympics. So U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmon told USA Today the group will investigate the medal shortfall. Blackmon didn't mention recent allegations of coach abuse at U.S. speed skating, along with dysfunctional management and near bankruptcy, which left athletes without support. Ed Williams filed athlete complaints with the USOC and says the turmoil at U.S. speed skating
simply is not likely to produce athletes who can achieve consistently at the Olympic level.
Williams believes the USOC didn't act soon enough to keep Olympic skaters from being affected. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Upping the national minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, as proposed by President Obama, would result in the loss of jobs. That's according to an assessment by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, where the CBO says raising the wage from the current $7.25 an hour would lift hundreds of thousands of people out of poverty. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 23 points. You're listening to NPR. The family of the lone U.S. prisoner of war from the war in Afghanistan is expressing cautious optimism about a possible deal to free their son, though it's not yet clear whether a new push by the Obama administration will succeed. The Washington Post reporting the administration is seeking to resume talks with the Taliban in hopes of exchanging Bo Bergdahl's freedom for a group currently being held by the U.S. at Guantanamo Bay. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney would not confirm the U.S. is actively negotiating with the Taliban. One of the original members of the new wave band Devo has died. As NPR's Nita Ulby reports, Bob Casale died yesterday from heart failure at 61.
Bob Casale played guitar on one of the catchiest songs of the 1980s. This version of Devo featured two sets of two brothers, including Gerald and Bob Casale. Gerald started the band as a joke with a friend in college in Ohio. In the early 1970s, he recruited Bob, then a medical radiation technologist. Soon, the guitarist was dancing in a funny plastic hat in heavy rotation on MTV. Devo's credited with helping to popularize music videos, but the band never produced another song as successful as Whip It, and the musicians lapsed into intense periods of intra-band litigation. In a statement, Gerald Casale described his brother as a level-headed performer, looking forward to playing with the band once again. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
The ratings numbers are in, and it looks like Jimmy Fallon's first night as new host of The Tonight Show garnered some pretty big numbers. According to Nielsen, upwards of 11.3 million people tuned in at Monday night to watch Fallon's New York debut. It was the second biggest audience for the show since May of 2009, when Jay Leno stepped down for Conan O'Brien's brief run as host. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.